USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is scheduled to meet with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Leader Chuck Schumer, Leader Mitch McConnell, and Leader Hakeem Jeffries in the Oval Office, as the debt ceiling in a time of high inflation will be the topic. Later this afternoon, Biden will deliver remarks at a celebration of Jewish American Heritage Month. A long-awaited report on an investigation of the FBI's handling of foreign influence in the 2016 presidential election is out.
The 306-page report from Special Counsel John Durham slams the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe, calling it deeply flawed. Durham found there was a double standard used by the FBI in the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the Trump campaign, then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreign influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. However, Durham did not recommend any new charges to any individuals or any changes to the way the FBI handles politically charged investigations. I'm John Schaefer.
When average city office occupancy rates at the start of the year surpassed 50% for the first time since the pandemic, many landlords viewed this milestone as a sign that employees were finally getting back to the brick and mortar. Unfortunately, those office usage rates have barely increased, as most companies have settled into a hybrid work strategy that shows a little side of going away. Tech firms remain the most permissive of remote work, resulting in low return-to-office rates in cities such as San Francisco, one of the biggest cities hit hardest. The chief executive of ChatGPT, creator of OpenAI, is set to testify before a Senate panel today as lawmakers begin a bipartisan push towards regulating new artificial intelligence tools available to consumers. Sam Altman, who is making his first appearance before Congress, is expected to support calls for regulatory guardrails on the new technology. USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
A bill banning Florida's public colleges and universities from funding diversity, equity, and inclusion programs will soon become law in the state. Student Madison Markham.
Ron DeSantis signed one of the most insulting pieces of legislation in academic history, I'd say in the United States, on our very home campus, where we have been organizing for months to defend not just New College, but the entire state from these, quite frankly, disgusting attacks.
Governor Ron DeSantis at New College, where he signed the bill.
This has actually been implemented across the country. DEI is better viewed as standing for discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination.
Taxpayers could soon be able to file their own taxes digitally and free of charge directly with the IRS.
The Washington Post is reporting the agency has been quietly developing its own prototype system that could disrupt the tax prep market. The Inflation Reduction Act set aside $15 million to create a free and direct filing program. The system will reportedly be available to a small group of taxpayers through a pilot program by January 2024. Right now, the IRS has been working with several companies to provide free e-filing for qualifying taxpayers. I'm Skip Kelly.
Last night, the New York Post reported the IRS cut and removed the entire investigative team from its long-running tax fraud probe of First Son, Hunter Biden. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.